Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma barreling towards the U.S. state of Florida with rain raining down after death and destruction on the Caribbean. Mike Brennan is with the U.S. National Hurricane Center.
The new track forecast is a little to the left of our previous one and now takes the storm inland over the Florida Peninsula, making landfall as a major hurricane somewhere in the vicinity of South Florida on Sunday. There's still some uncertainty as to where this northward turn will occur, but everyone in South Florida should be preparing for the landfall of a potentially catastrophic major hurricane in the area on Sunday.
Forecasters say some fluctuations in intensity are likely with Irma, as we've heard, but predict the storm will remain a powerful Category 4 or 5 during the next couple of days. More than a half million people have been ordered to leave South Florida as the hurricane approaches. During a press conference at the White House, President Trump was asked if it is inevitable military action will be taken against North Korea.
Military action would certainly be an option. Is it inevitable? Nothing's inevitable. It would be great if something else could be worked out. We would have to look at all of the details, all of the facts.
After the president's comments, a senior Trump administration official expressed concern that North Korea cannot be deterred from pursuing its missile and nuclear programs. A massive 8.1 magnitude earthquake struck off the southern coast of Mexico, toppling houses in Chiapas State, causing buildings to sway violently as far away as Mexico City and Guatemala City. In Guatemala, there was an appeal for calm while the emergency crews check for damage there. One death reported unconfirmed. This is VOA News. Two Turkish American men involved in a brawl at the Turkish embassy in Washington earlier this year have pleaded not guilty to assault charges. 18 people, many of whom were members of the Turkish ambassador's security detail, were indicted for allegedly attacking protesters outside the ambassador's residence on May the 16th. All 18 were charged with conspiracy to commit a crime of violence, a felony punishable by a maximum of 15 years in prison. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis met with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah al-Ahmed al-Jaber al-Sabah, at the Pentagon. During a briefing that was open to the media, Mattis and al-Sabah expressed their mutual commitment to working together against extremism and to continue to strengthen the bond between the two countries.
Kuwait has stepped forward in its usual way, but this has been an exceedingly difficult mission for the Emir, and we're grateful for his leadership. And I look forward to discussing how we can further advance our country's military relationship in the coming months and years, and in particular exploring ways to increase Kuwait's involvement in the Defeat ISIS campaign.
Today, Kuwait hosts some 13,500 American troops at a camp south of Kuwait City, which is also home to the forward command of the U.S. Army Central. A U.S. federal appeals court has rejected the Trump administration's limited view of who is allowed into the United States under the president's travel ban. VOA's Mary Mata has details.
The court said grandparents, cousins, and other close relations of people in the U.S. should not be prevented from coming to the country. The unanimous ruling from three judges on the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals also said refugees accepted by a resettlement agency should not be banned. The decision upheld a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii who found the administration's view too strict. The U.S. Supreme Court said in June that President Donald Trump's 90-day ban on visitors from six Muslim-majority nations can be enforced, pending arguments scheduled for October. But the justices said it should not apply to visitors who have a bona fide relationship with people or organizations in the U.S. Mary Mata, VOA News, Washington.
In Colombia's capital, Bogota, Pope Francis has said young people represent hope for reconciliation in that country ravaged by five decades of guerrilla fighting and divided by the anger some Colombians had over the government's peace deal last November with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia. Francis in Colombia for 5 days.
That's the latest world news from VOA.